Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
The new saying is, don't be a hater. Keep your faith, okay? Because only the faithless become hater. You either lost faith in yourself, lost faith in your dreams, lost faith in life, lost faith in what you do, whatever it is, you still lost faith, okay? Losing faith makes you kind of, you know, kind of a jerk, okay? Okay, for real. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm slow to jealousy, for real. I really am slow to jealousy because I really do feel like, okay, so you driving a BMW now. I can drive a BMW too. Now, it may take me a couple years, okay? It may take me some time, but it don't mean I can't get it, okay? It don't mean I can't get it, you know what I'm saying? And then how you going to be jealous? Because then look at yourself. What are you doing, okay? That's just how I feel about it. Like, why I'm going to be jealous of you if I'm not getting off my lazy butt and doing no work or anything? How you going to be jealous of somebody that got everything? Oh, they just got everything. I don't care if it is handed down and they was built in that family or whatever. You had a bad family. It don't mean you can't get it. It don't mean you can't get it, okay? It's poor people becoming rich all the time. All you got to do is open your eyes and see it. That's all you got to do. So, obviously, you can do it. It's just, do you want to put in the time and the work that they put in? I always tell people this all the time. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to put in the time and the work that they put in? I mean, I have opinions, and I understand being an opinion because I'm very opinionated in a lot of ways. But I'm not a hater, no. Live your dreams, do your best. I may not be into it, but you into it, and they into it. That's all that matters, okay? At the end of the day. Because ain't nothing to be jealous of if you want to ask me, okay? Because my friends be getting jealous. I was like, why y'all just, oh, you jealous? No, why would I be jealous of that? If there, especially material stuff, there's nothing material that you can't have if you just put in the time and the work and don't be lazy and don't be so, you know, lazy, okay? And actually go for your dreams and stop letting people put you down and all that stuff. I'll do it all the time. Fall down and I get my butt back on up and dust myself off and try again like a Leah song. Try again, dust yourself off and try again, okay? All right, I do it all the time. I cry in front of people. I don't give a damn, okay? Okay, I get attitudes sometimes. Sometimes I get tired of stuff, and then I become bold, and then, you know, I do it too. It's called being a human, okay? But you can't be jealous of stuff that you ain't even working for, and that's what most people do. They get jealous. I was like, oh, I wish I have a love, and you jealous of love like you can't get love. Love is love. Love is free. Everybody has love, girl. It's just you may be a little bit too picky on what type of mate and stuff you have, so now you got to suffer the consequences for being picky and all that stuff, and you got to find the right person that you want to connect. If you want a real connection, sometimes you're going to have to wait for a real connection. Sometimes connections happen faster for other people. Sometimes connections don't happen fast for some people because, you know, you may not be what the majority wants or whatever. But I guarantee if you be patient and hold on to your faith and do what you love and try to find the best joy in life that you can, you'll eventually run into it. I've been saying this for a very long time, and I'm getting older and older and older and older. And yet and still, I still believe in this, okay? Because it's like, you see it all the time. It's not that it can't happen to you. It's just that what I realize in myself is that a lot of times we don't allow it to happen to us. And then sometimes we get scared when it starts happening to us. And sometimes we don't know how to treat that goodness that's happening to us. And then when that goodness go away, then you all upset. And, oh, I should have, you know what you should have did better. I should have done them better. I should not have done that. You know, when dudes mess up good relationships, like even women mess up good relationships, I would say, oh, I should have been more, but I didn't know what I had at the time. Because sometimes people experience things very early. And I believe, this is just my personal belief, I believe sometimes you experience something good early to realize it is something that you can have, but at that time, you wasn't ready for it, but it's kind of letting you know, like, you can have this real love, you know what I'm saying, but you just wasn't ready for it at that time. Like, they were like, if I knew then what I knew now, mostly everybody say that, okay? You know, I would have done it differently. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I have gotten to the level where you just got to be like, you know what? The only person I'm really worried about is me. Because I'm going to be really honest. I've been looking for a connection through other people my whole life. And I just realized this year, at the end of the year, that even though I was finding a connection within myself, I still was too busy looking left and right and up and down. You know? And I thought I had it together, but, you know, life always teaches you if you let it, if you just pay attention and open your eyes and open your ears, okay, and actually listen and take it in and grow from it, you know, because a lot of people, they're just bumping their heads over and over and over again because they're not getting the lesson. They're not, they may say, oh, I see what's going on, because I do it too sometimes, but you got to really take that lesson in, and you got to really try your best to live it and put in the term people don't really like, but put in the work, okay, in the time to become better, you know. And I realize lately, like, I am still too focused on my friends. I'm still too focused on people outside of me. And then when you try to sit in yourself, it's like those people outside of you is trying to make you pay attention to them when you're trying to sit into yourself. One thing I learned, especially this month, is just go ahead and stop letting people slide so much, I guess you can say. And, you know, be more bold, because you have the right to be bold when you're a good person or a loving person and kind person. You know what I'm saying? And when you're a good person, loving person, kind person, shining your light, everybody either look up to you, wanting them to save them. I'm telling you from personal experience, okay? Everybody either look up to you, wanting you to save them, and because you're human, you have flaws just like them. You can't be perfect. You're going to let them down, and they're going to get angry and mad and upset at you when you have nothing to do with their lives, okay? And they have nothing to do with your life. Your life is your life, okay? And it's like, I was letting people get disrespectful to my space and to my voice and to my energy, whether it be neighbors, whether it be friends, whether it be coworkers, bosses, supervisors. Like, I'm really putting myself out there, and I'm really trying to be the best I can be for you. And as I started to love myself, I began to get more internal, I guess you can say. But it was still just little tug of, well, let me do this. I gotta be perfect, or I gotta, like, make sure I hit all the stats at my job. I'm just being as realistic as possible. I gotta make sure I'm speaking positive all the time, even if I'm by myself and stuff like that. And what I realized is I still was doing it for other people. Like, I was doing it for neighbors, and then I was doing it for my job, and I was doing it for my coworkers and all that stuff. And when you do that after so long, especially for as long as I've been doing it, okay, yes, growth was happening, and yes, growth was there, but eventually that's going to wear you out. And what I like to do when I get in, a point of life where it seems like everything is bothering me, it's like, I know I'm better than this, or, you know, what am I not learning, I guess you can say, kind of phase. What am I not learning? What am I not getting, kind of phase? I'm not afraid to ask life, like, what am I not learning? What am I not giving? Because not only am I feeling frustrated, but I'm feeling a multitude of emotions that is not good and not positive. And unlike most people that just go out and party and drink and and all that stuff, I get quiet and I let life just happen and I listen. And it's like, you try to figure out where all these emotions is coming from. And it's like, I have grown so much. And as I know for sure that growth never stops, learning never stops. So obviously I'm hitting another path where it's like, what's going on? And when I really evaluated myself, because this has nothing to do with anybody else, no matter how crazy my downstairs neighbor was or the next door neighbor nosiness or whatever, and whatever was going on, you know what I'm saying? It's still me at the end of the day. And I'm smart enough and intelligent enough and aware enough and spiritual enough and guided enough to know that it's nothing outside of me. It is me. Okay. So what is going on with me where people seem to have the right to invade my space that way, the right to be in my personal private affairs in that way, or have just the audacity to think I should go above and beyond for them all the time? Okay. So when I really looked at it, it's like, yeah, you have really grown a lot. And yes, you love yourself way more than you ever have loved yourself. But as you loving yourself, we always got to remember there's bumps in the road. And there's always going to be bumps in the road. And that's okay. And this is just, I'm just giving you the answer that was given to me. Okay? And that's okay. Because you're connected to what you need to be connected to, which is source, or for people that's listening, maybe God, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever you believe in. But to me, universe, source, life, the God that I am, because I don't believe in God like how the Bible and religions come up. I believe that God is you. You are God. There is no separation. That's the reason why you have free will, because free will is only the gifts of God. So, therefore, you're a God because you have the free will, even though we have all these laws and everything. You have the free will to break them if you want to. Okay? If you really want to be honest. Because if we wasn't gods and didn't have free will, I think, this is just my personal belief, why I don't believe in Christianity and stuff like I used to when I was growing up. Like, if God was God and he told you, thou shalt not lie, steal, kill, or anything like that, I feel like if I was God and I told you not to lie, steal, kill, cheat, or whatever, you're not going to do it. Point blank. I said what I said, and I'm not going to build anything in you to make you do anything other than what I said. Okay? But you have free will for a reason. And people like to say you have free will because God wants you to choose. No, you have free will because God, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, all religions believe that their creator is the beginning, the first, the last, and everything that is, was, and ever will be. Therefore, your creator is you. Okay? Anyway, I always got to break that down. But, you know, and that's what I really believe. So it's just like, I really got to look at myself and find out what's going on. Now, it's still a journey, but what I have learned, and it's so crazy, because I say this all the time, everything that I learn or everything that I know in my quietness end up being in the YouTube videos I watch, because I watch a lot of YouTube. I have certain people that I like watching, and it's so funny that they end up talking about the same thing. And literally, I was watching Tyreek, and he was talking about how he wasn't on YouTube for a while. And he literally started doing what I started doing, started catering to your little child and like hugging yourself and caressing yourself and telling you it's going to be all right. And to see him do that, it's just like, oh, my God, that's what I just learned I needed to be doing, too, because it's like when life is happening, you don't feel like it's all right. But you got to really like get in the moment. And what I'm really learning is, all the growth and everything that I've done is wonderful. It's great. Do not undermine your growth. Okay. And that's what I learned about myself a while ago. Like, I'm not going to be talking negative about myself like that. You know, it still happens every now and then. We're human. Okay. And it's okay. But what I learned is growing is constant. Learning is constant. So everything, yes, you have came. I have come a long way, and I have surpassed a lot of people and mental, how mental I am or how spiritual I am. I have surpassed a lot of people also. So, you know, congratulate yourself. Be thankful. Be grateful for that. And also know that now you need to set in your body the way you admire, like Jack Harlow. When I seen Jack Harlow, I have lived a long time on this planet. And I already know, and I said this before, everybody was really jocking Jack Harlow and all that stuff. I said, they really jocking him now. But I was just like, I have never met anybody that set in their body like Jack Harlow does in my life. Now, that doesn't mean that other people is not sitting in their body. But it seems like for him to be so young, and then even when I seen him, and then I said, he sits in his body real well. Let me kind of research him. And I was like, he's kind of always set in his body very good, even when he was like the awkward-looking, nerdy type type of boy. I was like, I have never seen anybody in my life sit in their body so well from the start. You know what I'm saying? Not to say I haven't seen, you know, on TV or in life, people do miraculous things, but I have never seen anybody sit in their body so well. And that's the reason why people like him. That's the reason why black girls is in love, whether they know it or not, is because Jack Harlow sits in his body real well. And it's like, you would like to sit in your body just as well, huh? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I would love to be able to sit in my body just as well and be comfortable with all things that I am and all things that life has and gives to me, and take it with stride even when it's bad. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean you ain't gonna cry or be sad. It don't mean like Jack Harlow is just always happier or something like that. But I do admire the way he sits in his body very well. When I first seen him, I was like, I like the way this dude sits in his body, because interestingly enough, I've been living a long time and I never ever seen nobody sit in their body like that. And And I'm talking about from TV to real life, from all the movies and television, everything I have ever seen. I have never seen nobody sit in their body like that. So that was very intriguing to me also. And it's just like, you have to learn that the biggest connection is yourself. And that's what spiritual shock is all about. Even in my past episodes when I'm like cussing and going in on racism, white people, black people, gay, about homosexuality and everything. Even when I'm going in, it's still all me. I'm not ashamed of any of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it is all me. And I'm constantly learning and I'm constantly growing. And right now, I know for sure I'm supposed to take care of me and nobody else. I'm supposed to be in my zone. Because one thing I always say is, when you're full of love and light, people try their best to tear you down. And when people are living in that darkness, they don't got nothing to say. So to me, that is weak, because I'm the one that's going to speak up against darkness, okay? While you speaking up against the light. I'm the one that's going to speak up against hate while you speaking up against love. I'm the one that's going to lift up your dreams and give you faith while you tearing everybody's faith and dreams down. Okay. I'm the one that say, hey, how about we be whole instead of you supporting and accepting being broken all the time, you know? So it takes strength. Still got nosy neighbors. Still got one neighbor, still nosy, still all in the business and all that stuff. Trying to take care of that. Okay, but it still got, you know, stuff going on with the job and everything. But I put myself first. You know what I'm saying? And I start saying, hey, I'm going to have to start doing something about this. You know what I'm saying? So I take action now. Because it's like, I'm what matters in my life. And as long as I'm doing the right thing, which I am, as long as I'm about love and light and the good stuff in life and the people for being, like, I know I'm a good person. I know I'm about love. I know that everything I do comes from a love and joyful place. Even when I'm cussing you out in the spirit and everything, I don't hate anybody, for real. That's stupid. Okay. Personally, I think hate is stupid. Point blank, I don't hate anybody, for real. Now, some people might think it's hate, but I'm just like, don't you just see that's stupid? Like, why? I don't get jealous like that. I'm sorry, you know. I don't get really mad like that, you know what I'm saying? But I will take care of business when it's time to take care of business. And it's like, you've been letting stuff slide a little too long, so it's time to handle business. So yes, I might, you know, write a couple emails and all this and all that stuff, you know, doing like the white folks, okay? People always say, black people be like, that's white. It ain't really white. It's just doing it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to handle your business, because it's just like, hey, respect me and my space like I respect you in your space. Do what the hell you do in your space. I do what the hell I do in my space. But please, let's not try to, you know, destroy people and all that stuff. That's just ridiculous. Let's not try to act like we ain't got no lives of our own. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it be. People that don't got no life always up in yours. But you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it can be a little irritating, because I've always been kind of like a private person. But then it's like, no, you've been open. You see how much you talk about on your podcast and stuff like that and all that stuff. And people may not be watching now. They might not be listening like that now. You may only have this amount. But one day, they're going to look back and be like, whoa, this mug was crazy. He was cussing, you know. They probably tried to cancel you and all that stuff. But you ain't going to care. You want to know why? Because you've been working on you while they've been worried about you. Okay, you been worried about them when you need to be working on you. Okay, so it's just like, yeah, that is true. Like, yes, let that happen and then do something about it. So basically, that's where I am. It's like, I'm not calling out of work to just be like missing out. It's not like I want to be fired, but it's just like, I'm concerned about me and my mental health and my mental stability. And I'm too much. I'm too great. I'm sorry. I'm too great, okay, to be continuously down and out and to continuously giving up all this great energy for people who don't deserve it. Let me just put it like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I was out here game banging, drug dealing, killing and robbing and lying and cheating and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, it'd be different. But I always been the kind of person that stayed in my own lane, mind my own business, live my own life, You know what I'm saying? The only thing you really gonna get from me is a whole bunch of music, a whole bunch of singing, a whole bunch of talking like this. I love spiritual connection. I love when people can talk spiritual, even though I barely meet these people. So I really, really been looking for that connection too. And it's kind of like, if you want all that connection, it's not that you can't have it. It's just let's get to the place where you can just sit in yourself, where it just comes to you. Okay. And I'm saying all of this because this is just a lesson. I'm just been recording. I said I was going to record a little bit more during the holidays because I know how it feels to be alone, and I know how it feels to not have family because I don't have my mom and she's gone and she was really my only parent and all that stuff. And I don't have the friends and stuff that I used to. And sometimes life makes you separate yourself so that you can be alone and figure things out and all that stuff. So, and going through what I've been going through during COVID and the mental and the neighbors and the job and all the changes and all that stuff, it really has made me more aware of who I am. And I'm going to be really honest. Even though right now there is still some like building going on, and I feel it going on, there's a strength there that can't be denied, because I'm looking at me and not everybody else. Although I will take care of everybody else if they want to continue to be in my space and do wrong shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I try to mess with me in a negative way. I will handle that accordingly. But it's no more a bowing down to that negative energy, because to me, that's what I get from the world a lot. And it's because of my personal view too, because in this world, when I gave my heart, all people did was rip it apart. Okay. And when I shine my light, all people did is want to drain me of it. So it's like my podcast before this one, I stated, you have to realize it's never enough. And once you realize it's never enough, please don't get as old as me to realize no matter how hard I love you and how no matter how much I do this, because I say it all the time, you just got to realize personally it's never enough. Okay? Because eventually those people are going to get jealous. They're going to get mad. They're going to get upset. They're going to be angry. We're all humans. And the main problem in this world is we keep looking up to humans and wanting them to be perfect when that is not going to happen, because perfection to you is not perfection to that person or the other person or the other person. Everybody has their own idea of what life should be and what people should, how people should behave and everything like that. I always have let people do what they do, but when it comes to being attacking me from now on, you better put that energy in the right direction. Okay. Because I am no longer tolerating that, and I have let that slide a lot with my neighbors and stuff like that. And all I try to do is be a joyful, loving, and caring person. But like I said, now it's going to have to be the writing letters and all that stuff. And we need to find out what we need to do. If I need to knock on the door, I will knock on the door and give a warning. Hey, I did what y'all told me to do. Ain't nothing changed. What we gonna do? Okay. And I'm gonna make sure that I keep being the light bringer that I am. You ain't gotta like me all the time. I mean, that ain't what life is about. You know what I'm saying? But one thing for sure, and one thing you gonna know for sure, is I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, and I'm gonna try my best to talk to you through the spirit before I pop off an attitude. Once you get me to the attitude, you might as well forget about it, because like I tell my friends and all that stuff, once you show me who you are, I believe it. Okay. And the only way to get me to trust you, like you, or whatever you think is going on right now, is for me to see something different in you. Okay. And one thing about people is they can yell and scream, they change all day, but I want to see how your heart really is. Okay. Because no matter what people say about me, all my friends, everybody always say, even though they didn't realize what they had when they had me, was, you know what, you always good, you always accepted me for who I am, and you was always there and all that stuff, because I'm not afraid to give my heart. It's just now I know better to give my heart to just anybody. So yes, you can still get a high, you can still get some positive energy. Okay, but just know the tolerance has went down even lower than it was a month ago or a week before. Okay, even a week before, my tolerance of BS has went low. Okay, so it's like, you know, you just really got to find out what's going on. And I say this all the time. That's the reason why I get quiet. That's the reason why I stop singing so much, or I stop doing certain things, and I just stop speaking all the time, because it's just like something's going on and I'm not getting the lesson, and I need to get the lesson so that the people that I don't like around me can be removed. Okay. And so that the right people can be arrived, or that my brain can start ignoring what it needs to ignore. My ears can start ignoring what it needs to ignore. Or we need to start taking steps. Okay. If motivated to take steps to get them removed, or whatever we need to do. I'm talking about what I'm really going through right now and what I really feel right now. Okay. Without any doubt or fear, it's like, we got to handle this, because you can't always let people tear down the light. Okay. You can't always let people tear down the love. You can't let people always tear down the joy, because that's what people do. Okay. And then not only are they looking up to you, but they're also jealous and envious and hateful of you. And you got to keep that in mind, because I can tend to go on the love side and not look at the whole picture. Okay. Because I want to be a lifesaver. And I even call myself that, a lifesaver, a world changer. And then the spirit has taught me, you don't have to do anything for this world. And you don't save anybody's life. Okay. So let that go. And the spirit tell me, I don't care how nosy they are, I don't care how much they scream, yeah, I don't care what they do, I don't care. It is not your job to save them or protect them. It is their job to do that for themselves. And I knew that, but I didn't let it sit in and understand and really let it marinate and let it grow me. I let it grow me a little bit because I knew of it, because the spirit always told me about it, but I never let it really just marinate and really become me. And now it's like, I gotta let this become me, because I'm not going to be stressing over BS anymore. If I stress, I want to be stressing over how we're going to build a new company. Okay. If I stress, I want to stress over, like, what are we doing for life, my dreams, and my goals? Okay. If I stress, I want to stress over, okay, hey, we got $1 million thing coming up. How's this presentation going to do? How are we going to get these investors to invest $1 million in us? Okay. Because this is what I want to do with my life. And in life, I find that we find ourselves stressing over all these people that do not even matter. All these people that has no power for in your life. Okay. We're stressing over strangers and stuff, worried about the way we look and how we act. We are stressing over people that we most likely won't even see again. And if we are in the same environments or anything like that, like even like neighbors that stay next door, eventually you're going to move out. Eventually you're not going to be by that person anymore. They're a non-factor to your life. So it's like, I finally got the, I guess what Oprah said, the aha moment. Like, I'm too stressing. So now it's like, now you got to go through the process. And people don't like processes. Trust me, I don't like it either. I'd be weird, like, godly, I wish the process would go faster. But it takes time. Now you got to go through the process of healing that. Okay. And that's a journey in itself, which I don't mind talking about on the next podcast, because I'm going to try to give podcasts right now during this holiday season to kind of keep you kind of, you know, entertained and get everything that I've been through and everything I've been going through internally just out, you know what I'm saying, you know. But you just don't want your mental health to start affecting your body and your mind and being sick and all that stuff all the time and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. I know. Okay? And you got to find out where all of that is coming from. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the only connection that really matters is you with yourself first. Then you can start thinking about others after you are whole. That's the only connection that really matters. You know what I'm saying? And even when you whole, it doesn't mean you just go out and connect with the whole world. That's not your job. Okay? I'm not doing anything that I do to be liked anymore. And it's shocking to some people. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, even my job, they're just like, whoa. Like, I'm just going to be honest. They be like, you need to not. And I still call out and stuff. They be like, what? You know? Girl, my mental health come first. I even told them, like, I'm sorry, do what you got to do, but I'm going to come first, period. Okay? I'm going to come first. You know what I'm saying? And whether people know it or not, sometimes you let other people come first. Like, I just realized I was letting my neighbors come first. I was letting my job come first. I was letting all this stuff come first. I need to come first. Maybe somebody need to hear this. I don't know. Maybe in the future somebody run into this and they say, damn. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of women, they be moms and everything, and they don't even come first. You have to come first. Okay. And you got to let all that ignorance and stuff go, man. You really do. So it's just like finding your own power is a journey. And I just want to say, finding your own power, what I'm learning is sometimes it's very strong. And even in the times where you don't feel like it's strong, it's like you still have the power. So I want to say this. This is what I'm going to end, how I'm going to end this. Once you find your power, your true power, and it's a power that nobody else can give you, it's only what you can give to yourself. And once you find that, and you really start loving yourself, and you start working on yourself and all that stuff, even when those doubts and fears come in, even when bad energy comes around, even when people you meet, like, they seem cool, but something ain't right, okay? You know what I'm saying? Or even when you feel certain energies, because sometimes I can be an empath in a lot of ways and all that stuff, and sometimes you got to get a hold of that too, feeling everybody's energies and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I can say for sure is you never really lose it. It's always there, because it takes power to be like, you know what? Let me be quiet and be still within myself despite all of this is going on. It takes power to say, let me cry because I need to cry. Okay? It takes power to not be a Christian and still listen to, like, T.D. Jakes and then finally get a message that moved you like no message before. You know what I'm saying? Or to listen to a Buddhist or Bahamian or listen to these different religious figures, even though I may not believe and everything they believe, but can find the truth in there. That is power. So even in my times where it seemed like I was weak, I realized I was still powerful, because I was powerful enough to say, hold on, and then say, now let's take our power back. Okay? No greater power in the world than that. And even though I'm still working on it right now, trying to build myself up and make myself realize it is okay to be a snitch sometimes, okay? It is okay, because you don't need to be sacrificing your goodness for their darkness, okay? Okay? And I'm gonna say it again. When are you gonna realize you are tearing down the very thing that you need tearing down the light, tearing down love, tearing down hope, tearing down faith, tearing down God itself. For what you call the devil, lies, nosiness, cheating, lying, stealing, killing. Good people should not be having such a hard time in life. And bad people should not be triumphing the way they triumph in this life. So it all comes down to you. And you're going to have to realize, what are you allowing and what are you not allowing? And I had to realize, even though I had a lot of love and a lot of joy and stuff in me, I still was allowing what the everyday people allows in their life. Okay? And that's not how I want to live. And I said it. And that's why it always haunts me a little bit more now, because it's like, it's time for you to live it. Okay? So if you tired of that tug of war yourself, how about you start living it? Okay? Okay. And it takes work. You got to really say, okay, that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in that old mindset. You really got to work on it. You really got to talk yourself through it. Like, because a lot of people live in the dark. So how I'm going to teach you is, when you see love and stuff, you got to teach yourself. It's not that I can't have love like that too. Okay. Calm down. It's okay. And there's people that love you. You got to think about all the people that love you. Trust me, I have to do this myself, okay? You got to think about all the people that love you. I got love. I got people that care about me. I got people that check in. I got people that text. I got people I can go. You got to really work through this mess, okay? And it's something you're going to have to do for your whole life, okay? Anyways, at least try to make it a little bit more joyful, a little bit more fun. And sometimes it's just not going to be just all fun and joyful. And it's okay. Okay? It's okay. As long as you're trying to focus on the right thing, which is love, faith, hope, joy, peace, understanding, clarity, abundance, blessings, all this good stuff. Okay? That we're so afraid of, that life is afraid of, and that I was allowing other people to tear down. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you got to use more than your voice sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have to take some actions. Okay. That's what I learned. Because I was using my voice at first. But it's just like, you're talking, you can't talk. You got to do what's for you. Sometimes you're going to have to write a letter. Sometimes you're going to have to call. Okay, a supervisor. Sometimes y'all gonna have to have meetings. Sometimes they're gonna say this, and sometimes you're still gonna have to say that, and they may not listen, but hey, I told you what it was. Okay. All right, because I can tell you right now, my job, I told you what it was. I'm gonna come first. Okay, because I'm gonna be really honest. At my job, they wanted to write me up because I've been calling out a lot. And then, but they said, we'll just give you a warning because they remember that conversation. She talked to the manager, but do you remember the conversation he had? So it kind of like calmed them down. So it's just like, I'm not telling you no lie. It is just, you're used to me going above and beyond for you, whether I feel good or not, mentally unstable and everything. And then you love me like most human beings do. Love you when you all catering to their needs. But as soon as you want to cater to yourself, everybody want to get mad. Okay. And then I have to learn, it's okay for you to be mad, but one thing what you going to do is respect me and my boundaries while you're mad. Okay. And I have to learn, it takes more than a voice. Sometimes you have to write a stern letter, like like the white folks say, whether it was to my apartments, okay, or to my job, okay. I have to learn to write a stern letter, okay. Because I got it. It's like, oh, you got it. And you know how to write it because you're a writer. Okay. And you know how to put it down. Okay. 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 And just like I told myself, if you write me up, and I want you to know, I got something to write in that write up. Because let's not act like I don't go above and beyond. And that still is not appreciated. Okay. And you know what I'm tired of? It's not being appreciated. Because I know what I do is good. And I know what I do is great. And I know for a fact, because it's there in the stats, in the numbers, honey, okay? Just like I told this apartment complex, you do something with these neighbors. We need to come up with a plan. Okay. So, you know, that's what I learned. Stop letting people tear down the light, because that's what human beings are used to doing. They can be mad and they cannot like you or anything, but they will respect you. Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope you like this episode. Just had to get that out a little bit. Okay. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. Okay. You know what I'm saying? With me, Lyric Lamore, the only person that can bring it to you like this, because I'm the only person that's going through it and thinking like this and able to talk like this, okay? Many try, but all has failed. When you're going to fail if you ain't real, okay? That's the only concern you should be concerned about in anything in life. This is just a lesson that just came to me that I finally really got, okay? As long as you real, who gives a damn if people ain't listening? Who gives a damn if people ain't watching your videos? Who gives a damn if they like, don't like you, hate you, despise you, whatever? Who gives a damn? Okay? Living your truth for a change, okay? That's what's wrong. That's why people on the down low and all that stuff and scared and everything, then they scared themselves because you scared because you ain't living in your truth. If you like boys and girls, because guess what? Whether you like boys or girls or not, people still going to talk about you. Trust me, okay? Okay? Whether you think you hot shit or not, people still going to talk about you, okay? Whether you broke or rich, people still going to talk about you, okay? People still going to be nosy, and people still going to do what they do, okay? So stop being fake. Stop being sad and pathetic, okay? That was for me too, because the spirit just talked to me. You know, even though I cussed a little bit, I put my own words to it, but that was for me too. I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself too. Like, come on now, okay? People gonna talk regardless, and here you go scared to be yourself. Yeah. They talking about you right now while you ain't being yourself. So you might as well let them talk about you for being yourself, because they gonna talk regardless. Anyway. Now, thank you. That was for me too. Okay. All of this is really for me. I just do it. Okay. And it just happens that you learn and grow from me. Great. Okay. But I'm going to be really honest. All this was for me anyway. So, okay. For real. Y'all crazy. Talking about, I'm scared to be. Girl, they going to talk about you regardless. Okay. People are still going to talk. One thing I know about human beings, honey, they're going to talk, honey. Okay. But anyways, thank y'all for listening to Spiritual Shock. All right. Bye.